Hello and welcome to another Meyer Island podcast. This is another of our literature circle sessions, and indeed the book we're currently reading is The Hunger Games by Suzanne Collins. Very interesting book, to say the least, and given as that we play Survivor with our class, some interesting parallels. I'll pass it around, the iPod that is, and if people like to share a little bit about the book, what's been happening, who some of the characters are, they can also introduce themselves as well.
This is Dogman 10, and so far it's about a girl named Katniss Everdeen, and she's one of the she's helping her parents because her dad died in a mine explosion, so she's helping her mother because her mother just kind of faded away, well, like became depressed, and so she...
And there's this game called... Oh, this is We've All Say... Sorry. And there's this game called The Hunger Games. It's like a way to get back, like to just... Government tries to get, like, power and stuff, so...
It's kind of like the gladiator games, like ancient Rome.
Okay. Kind of, I guess. And, what? Oh, yeah, it's on live television, and these people have to go into, like, this place where they have to try to kill people till there's one person left.
This is V-Ball 23, and the main character's name is Katniss, and she lives in District 12, and...
What jobs do they do in District 12?
They mine coal and stuff, and... And you can get entered more times to be drawn for the Hunger Games, and the more times you get entered, the more, like, food you can get.
This is B-Ball for Life, and then they had the drawing, and when you, there was 20-some of Katniss in the bowl, and then her sister had one in there, and her sister got drawn out of all the girls. And then
Katniss had to decide if, oh, this is Mexico, and then Katniss had to decide, like, if she would, like, do it for her because she didn't want her littler sister going in the Hunger Games, and so she decided she was going to do it for her in the whole town. I mean, they didn't like the Hunger Games, but they respected her for doing that for her sister and thing. And only the last person left in the Hunger Games is the one that lives. But
this is Flying Big 25, and well, then the boys do a drawing for that district, and PETA, which is the bakerman's son, and he gets drawn, and those two have like time to go back to their family before they have to go to the Hunger Games and things, and Katniss is telling Gail, which is one of her, which is her best friend, that helps her helps her hunt and stuff. She asks Gail if he'll take care of his sister and his mom, because her mom is depressed and stuff, and yeah.
And then they go, well, this is Vanilla Shake 278, and then they you go on a train to the capital, and then they're... And there's a guy named Hamish who's the only person from District... From District 12 to still be alive from the Hunger Games. Who won.
And this is MW37, and when they look out the windows when they're at the Capitol, they notice everybody is dressed in strange clothing and just look really different to them. And it kind of shocks Katniss a little. And PETA just seems perfectly fine and starts waving at him.
Well, this is Shadow, and it's mainly about, well, so far it's mainly about PETA and Katniss, and they were walking into this arena, into the, like, where they were presenting themselves, and everybody was wearing, like, different clothes to present their district, and Katniss and PETA were from District 12, and they were wearing this like black suit that, and it was like a, I don't know if it was a flammable suit, and it was a cape, and then they were able to put it on fire, and they walked in the arena on fire.
And on their way, this is Fat Cow 47, and on the way to the training facility where they would be for until the Hunger Games started, they were holding hands because it was making them look better. So Katniss kept on like waving to the people and blowing kisses to them. And she caught a bunch of flowers, and then everybody was like reaching out in the air to grab her kisses. And then they arrived at the arena or the training facility, and then all the other tributes were looking really angry at them because they literally outshone them.
Hi, this is Spartan.
Tell a little bit about Sinus, or Cinna, the stylist. What did they do to get ready?
When they were getting ready for to go out and show themselves, there was a whole bunch of stylists who were like walking around Katniss, and they were making her look better and trying to figure out stuff. And then she has this boy as her stylist, and he was trying to figure out what to do with her as far as like what to wear and stuff. And he told her that she had really beautiful hair and asked who did it, and Katniss told him that it was her mom.
All right, as we continue on, we have wrapped up a summary up through Chapter 5. A couple parts that were missing to fill in the blanks. Indeed, as you may have guessed, this is a competition. It takes place some point in the future. The government is no longer the United States. It's a government by the name of Panem. And there are 12 districts. There used to be a 13th, but there was a rebellion, and the rebellion was crushed, and District 13 was totally destroyed. The government appears to hold power over the people by forcing every year these Hunger Games, which sort of are like a gladiator contest, where they take a boy and a girl, ages between 12 and 18, to fight as gladiators, and the district who has the champion, the person who survives and wins the tournament, their district gets special goods and food for the entire year. It's also a whole reality TV segment where everything is captured and put on TV for people to watch, so very different than we would be used to seeing. Yeah, and the people are kind of forced to watch. So we've talked a lot about power and our connections to the Diary of Anne Frank, or Diary of a Young Girl by Anne Frank, and Animal Farm. Some questions that we had reading so far. We'll pass the iPod around, and we'll get some questions that people have had.
Hi, this is Fat Cow 47, and a big question that I have is, how did the districts become, or how did North America become ruins and then turn into districts?
Hi, this is PB&J, and I have something that they left out, the people that were doing the summary thing, and PETA's father came in and visited Katniss and gave her a box of cookies and didn't really talk to her, but kind of like tried to make her happy because probably he didn't want her Katniss to kill PETA.
Hey, this is Kate Sports, and another thing they left out was one of Katniss's friends from school. She was the mayor's daughter, and she came in, and she gave Katniss her her object, because you're allowed to take one object in from your district, and it was a Mockingjay, and it was a pin, and it was a Mockingjay, and it was pure gold, and it was kind of a slap in the face to the Capitol, because the Capitol made the Mockingjays to record conversations, and then people found out and they said the wrong stuff to the Capitol. So, yeah.
This is Dancer 3, and the question I had is, why do they even have the Hunger Games?
This is Kate Sports, and the reason they have the Hunger Games is because when the districts rebelled, the Capitol wanted to get back at them, so they made the Hunger Games so that the families had to watch their children die. So, yeah.
This is PB&J again, and I have something, and it's about how kind of like PETA and Katniss, and they're riding in the carriages, and they have their outfits kind of like flaming, and Katniss, first PETA is trying to like flatter her and kind of be nice to her, so just in case Katniss wouldn't kill him. And Katniss thinks that he's just trying to pull her in, so she does the same thing.
This is Total Biscuit, and my question is if Katniss and PETA will team up and maybe try to escape the Hunger Games, or just try to see if they can kill off everybody, and then maybe they'll have a try to kill each other.
Hi, this is Flobble, and another part they left out is that after the the spy area closed, they left all the birds to die, but then the Mockingjays mated with, Jabberjay mated with the Mockingbird, and then they could like repeat songs and voices, and yeah.
Hi, this is Raccoon, and my question is, why did the districts rebel against the government Panem?
My question, this is B-Ball State, and my question was, I wanted them to describe, like, the other, tributes, because, like, if they were really strong, I wondered, like, what they would do to do that, and, like, I also want to know, what they did with their outfits afterwards, because, like, they had all those dressed up and stuff, so.